Farmland values forecast according to our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Coming up in just a moment here on Money Matters, I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
When there's land you want to buy, you'll find more ways to finance it at Farm Credit Services of America. Along with competitive rates, we offer flexible long-term payment options. Financing may be eligible for cashback dividends, too. Discover the expertise to make financing land easy with the options to make it possible. Terms apply. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. Agriculture works here.
Well, speaking of Farm Credit Services of America, Fallon Savage says that after a wild year in 2022 of farmland values, things now are a little different.
It's really starting to stabilize as we head into the fourth quarter of 2023. Tight supply, though. There's just not a lot out there. And so that's really going to drive at this point kind of where we're starting to see values going forward. And interest rates are having a really big impact on buying power in the market.
Of course, another factor certainly is the cost of money and what's happened with interest rates. She says that that's been significant.
Right now, a lot of the buyers that we're seeing have low debt levels across their entire land base, and so they're able to borrow a little bit more ground. But when we look at the buying power related to interest rates, when rates were 4.75%, you could borrow up to $4,700 an acre and still maintain a $300 an acre price. That's come down to, if you want to maintain that $300 acre cash flow payment, that's now down to $3,200 an acre that you can now borrow based on 8.5% interest. So the interest rate impact is real. It has impacted buying power, and it's potentially kept some buyers on the sidelines waiting.
Lower commodity prices as well, another factor into the equation, although she says in the stabilization, they don't see or forecast much of a drop-off in values for the coming 6 to 8 months. Fallon Savage, Farm Credit Services of America. And Farm Credit Services of America brings you Money Matters. I'm Andy Peterson. Thanks for joining us right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.